News release. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Denver, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on Monday released its 2022 Toxics Release Inventory, TRI, national analysis, including detailed information on the management of toxic chemicals from facilities in EPA's Region 8 states of Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, and 28 tribal nations. The 2022 Tri-National Analysis summarizes environmental releases of tri-chemicals, as well as how facilities manage their waste. The report reveals that EPA Region 8 has seen a 47% decrease in releases from tri-facilities since 2013. State and regionally specific data are available in the tri-fact sheets. Region 8, Colorado, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming. During 2022, facilities in Region 8 reported managing 828.8 million pounds of production-related waste, 58% of which was managed through preferred techniques like treatment, energy recovery, and recycling. New pollution prevention activities were implemented by 6% of facilities in Region 8, with adjustments to operating practices and training being the most common changes. In 2022, facilities reported managing 88.5% of their tri-chemical waste through preferred practices such as recycling, energy recovery, and treatment, while releasing 11.5% of their tri-chemical waste into the environment. Nationally, environmental releases of tri-chemicals from facilities covered by the program were 21% lower in 2022 compared to 2013, including a 26% decrease in air releases. During this 10-year period, releases from manufacturing facilities decreased by 9%, while the value added to the U.S. economy from manufacturing increased by 14%. While overall releases increased by 1% from 2021 to 2022, there was a 6.5% increase in the number of pollution prevention activities reported under the TRI program compared to 2021. Communities have a right to know how facilities in their backyards might be exposing them to toxic chemicals, said Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention Michal Friedhoff. We are committed to sharing the information we collect from facilities openly and clearly, allowing people to find new ways to use this data to the benefit of us all. EPA, states and tribes receive TRI data from facilities in sectors such as manufacturing, mining, hazardous waste management, and electric utilities. More than 21,000 facilities submitted reports on 522 of the 827 chemicals and chemical categories for which TRI reporting is required. The remaining 305 chemicals either were not manufactured, processed, or used by facilities required to report to TRI, or were not manufactured, processed, or used in amounts large enough to trigger reporting. The 2022 Tri-National Analysis features visualizations and analytical tools to make data more useful and accessible to communities. Readers can view data by state, tribe, metropolitan area, EPA region, and watershed using the Where You Live mapping tool. This tool also allows readers to view facility locations overlaid with demographic data to identify potential exposure to tri-chemical releases in communities, including overburdened communities. Community groups, policymakers, and other stakeholders can use this information, along with other environmental data, to better understand which communities may be experiencing a disproportionate pollution burden and take action at the local level. Additionally, the 2022 Tri-National Analysis highlights trends and changes in waste management practices for specific sectors and chemicals in the Sector Profile and Chemical Profile sections. This year, the 2022 Tri-National Analysis highlights the primary metals manufacturing sector alongside the standard profiles for electric utilities, chemical manufacturing, and metal mining. EPA is holding a public webinar on Thursday, April 4, 2024. At 2 p.m. Eastern Time to provide an overview of the 2022 Tri-National Analysis. Register for the webinar. View the 2022 Tri-National Analysis, including local data. PFAS reporting. The trinational analysis includes reporting on per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAs, as required by the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. A provision of the NDAA outlines criteria for additional PFAs to be automatically added for tri-reporting. For reporting year 2022, 4 PFAs met the criteria and were added to the reporting requirements for a total of 180 PFAs tracked by the TRI program. During 2022, 50 facilities managed 1.2 million pounds of these chemicals as waste, which represents an 8% decrease compared to 2021. For reporting year 2024, TRI will no longer have a reporting exemption for facilities that use PFAs in small or de minimis concentrations as a result of EPA's recently published final rule. This rule will improve the quality and quantity of publicly available data on PFAs, as many materials used at facilities contain PFAs in low concentrations. Facilities that make or use these products will no longer be able to rely on the de minimis exemption to avoid their responsibility to disclose PFAs releases and other waste management of these chemicals. Pollution prevention. Facilities implemented 3,589 total pollution prevention activities in 2022, with the most common being process and equipment modifications, followed by changes to operating practices and training. Through both existing programs and the bipartisan infrastructure law, EPA offers grant opportunities to state and tribal technical assistance providers to help prevent pollution. Industry professionals can view TRI reporting on pollution prevention to learn about best practices implemented at other facilities. Key expansions to TRI reporting. Important expansions to TRI reporting went into effect for reporting year 2022. Some contract sterilization facilities, which are contracted to sterilize products or equipment for hospitals and other facilities, were required to report to TRI for the first time on their management of ethylene oxide and ethylene glycol as waste. These facilities managed 6.3 million pounds of ethylene oxide waste, nearly all of which was treated. Reporting year 2022 was also the first year of expanded reporting for the natural gas processing sector. The 305 facilities in this sector that reported to TRI managed 115 million pounds of TRI chemicals in waste and disposed of 81% of TRI chemicals in underground injection wells.